I'm
very quick and I'm Bill.
I'm super fast and I'm Brian.
I'm still just special guest Eric.
I'm comfortably slow and I'm John.
I'm extremely plodding guest Bill Corbett.
And these are some of the sodas we like.
All right. So this soda we have today is Pink Ting. And if you'll remember from a year ago, we tried Normal Ting. And it was quite nice. Got in the 70s, I think, somewhere around there.
Yeah, something like that.
So we're really excited about this. It, again, is a carbonated beverage from grapefruit concentrate. And the ultimate thirst quencher. It's a little island sunshine in a bottle.
That's right.
Oh. We'll be the judge of that. Thank you.
I don't think we can do that. It already said that on the bottle.
Oh, sorry. It's in print.
Yeah. The only difference in the description for this one is that it's natural pink grapefruit flavor instead of standard grapefruit flavor. So without any further ado.
Are standard grapefruits not pink?
They could be many colors.
Yeah. Not according to this. I think. Without much further ado.
That was a little premature there.
Nice FX. Yeah.
Oh, that smells nice.
It's gonna blow some minds.
Ah. Oh, this is. I'm excited.
I just want to hold your hands. Yeah. Yeah. You're
welcome. I like how there's just a shot glass on its side on that chair.
It's not the first for this church dungeon.
We will have enough for the audience.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna give myself a little bit more of that.
Yeah. Well, we got two bottles. Man.
Whoa.
There you guys go.
That smells like pink grapefruit. All right.
Sure does.
Yeah. In a nice way. It sounds like a real.
So
this is a nice color. I like it.
Yeah, it's got a nice, pleasant, light pink color.
It looks grapefruity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It looks exactly like what it's advertising. The nose is very clean. It does smell like what you'd imagine just a glass of freshly squeezed pink grapefruit juice to smell like.
I'm not smelling corn syrup.
No, if one can.
Yeah.
It is made with actual cane sugar.
Yeah, it's Jamaican.
We're outside of the U.S., so these are all pretty...
No HFS or...
Yeah.
Sugar is cheaper.
HFCS.
Corn sugar.
Corn sugar, right, right.
But I would love to pour some orange juice into this.
Oh, wait.
That is one of my favorite breakfast juices.
I didn't get the other one. Mike Furman would be mad at me.
All right.
So, anyone else have any comments on the smell?
No, it smells great.
I can't wait.
Straightforward. Great,
down the hatch.
My God, it's awful! No.
It's not quite what I expected.
No.
Really?
I was expecting it to be a little more tart.
Yep, same here.
But it kind of tastes like a reasonably...
If my memory serves, I mean...
Sugared grapefruit.
Yeah, it has been quite a long time since we tried Normal Ting, but...
I'm glad that's a running joke.
Yeah.
Was that a joke?
No, not technically. But I'm glad that Bill thinks it is.
That depends on if you're
not this Bill, just to be clear.
Not the Bill that actually makes a living being funny.
Let's just make a quick guideline. If they're talking about a Bill in the negative, it's definitely me.
Thank you.
Welcome to my world, everywhere else.
I didn't expect it to be more tart. I expected because of pink lemonade to regular lemonade. Expected it'll be a little bit sweeter. It is a little bit more tart than the normal tea.
Yeah.
Not too much.
This is why I expected
that. It has that sort of
pink grapefruit. Yeah. The transition to that is the opposite.
It's that sort of
from lemonades.
I'm getting bitter.
It's got that back of the mouth pucker. Well,
I mean, it's probably what happened to you, man.
What happened to you?
Brian's sure it wasn't that bad.
Hard lump of coal.
I have had to do many more of these than you have.
You guys don't let me talk enough in this podcast. I'm getting really bitter.
just to let the
you guys have made all these jokes a million times before, haven't you?
Brian is in fact the only person that has ever been fired from one of our podcasts.
Well, no, you got fired from our new one that we're going to start.
That's never had an episode.
Not officially.
Yet.
Yeah. All right.
So.
But stay tuned, Soda Pals.
Yeah. Do that.
Right.
So numbers.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Mm. And in the interest of speed, was trying to turn expedite into an adjective, and it was not coming.
And you became incredibly slow in
expedition.
Doing so.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what that.
I think it might be.
All right.
But maybe not.
So, interest of speed has now failed.
In the interest of coconut, go fast.
Oh, that was...
Or incredibly large SUVs.
I think we should use our alternate scoring strategy where we do the blurt method of just an adjective rather than an anecdote.
We've got a couple minutes. We're only...
Yeah, then score. So,
like, we're only
happy 42, in. Although if it makes you happy and you give it a 42, there's something wrong.
What is wrong with you?
That's not what I was saying.
That was an example.
Yeah, that was an example.
Okay.
Okay.
I see. I'm not going to do
that. I'm still going to do slightly longer form.
Yeah.
I mean, we're 5 minutes and 29 seconds in.
We're fine. We've got 4 minutes to...
I mean, there's really not much I can say about this. It's light, it's tasty, it's not overly sweet, it's not overly tart. It feels really nice on the palate. There is nothing bad about this. I would drink this on a hot summer day on any island at any given time. I really enjoy it. I'm going to give this a 81.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, original guest, original host, Bob, and I used to be really, really into Ruby Red Squirt.
Mm-hmm.
Which I love the flavor on that, but that's much, much sweeter, much thicker. And I'm really glad that this is like that, only it's lighter and more refreshing.
That happened before, we're good.
So I'm actually really happy with this. I would buy this all the time.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Pause.
And my apologies for breaking in.
I think it was
Bill. I was in the middle of talking, yeah. I really, really like this. I even like it more than actual standard grape juice because it's not as
grape juice or grapefruit juice.
Grapefruit juice. Oh, grape juice too. I don't really like grape juice. So I would genuinely buy this all the time, and I kind of wish I could. So I'm gonna give this an 87.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I really like it,
dude.
I really enjoy when you have something that's not really taste super tart, but you get that sort of back of the mouth pucker.
Yeah, right there behind the molars.
So this is one of those things, and it was lovely. So I'm going to give it a 75.
Fantastic average.
When I was a kid, I liked. Do they still make Tahitian Treat? It might have been a regional thing, but it was like this really red fruity soda, and I tried it. When I got older, and it was just like a blast of corn syrup.
Mm.
And then Fresca, which is ostensibly grapefruit, but has a sort of... So this is like the great version of this. I liked it a lot. I thought it lived up to its nose, to use your parlance.
Yep.
And wasn't super sweet, and satisfyingly tart, and I would give it a 70.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those of you that would look to share in this experience, you can go online to their website
and pay an awful
lot. Yeah, if money is no object.
A lot of money.
As it is,
provided you don't get viruses
for going there. Most
people.
Yeah. Money is not an object for most people.
That's true. Just go to Amazon. You can buy it from Amazon.
Oh, yeah?
For like $30 a six-pack.
Wow.
I know people that have paid more than that for decade-old Surge.
Which,
plus shipping.
Here, I think they were maybe 95 cents a bottle.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not prime eligible.
Yeah.
Okay. So, for me...
Oh, here we go. I can't wait.
It's
strap
like,
in, guys.
It's kind of like you're walking on the beach.
Yeah.
And the waves are coming in.
I recall he wanted to do the short form.
And you guys all said,
keep going,
And you're down to your last Pokemon.
Hey, it's a Clefairy.
Let the record note, he just gave the finger to his colleague. Two fingers.
Double
so
up.
You're walking down the beach, the waves are coming up, and they're splashing at your feet. It's like, this is a really nice day. And then you see a grapefruit tree? Bush?
Sure.
A grapefruit bush.
It's your anecdote, man. Don't ask us.
And you're like, oh man, that grapefruit would be perfect, like, to fit with the way I'm feeling right now. It's like, you know, it's good. So you just grab that grapefruit, cut right into it because you're a man, so you've got a knife with you at all times.
Why'd you point at me when you said that?
Because Bill's carrying a blade always.
I believe more, it's called a katana.
And more specifically, a madman.
And then you just take a big old bite of that grapefruit, and it's like, and then you remember, I don't like grapefruit.
It's a good punchline.
41.
Bait and switch.
Yeah. All
right, so there's our reasonable spread.
And by reasonable, he means the opposite of that word.
Still about half the spread we usually get.
Doesn't make it any more
because of Brian. We have given Pink Ting an average of 70.8.
Still better than most.
Yeah. If you are given the opportunity and you're not Brian, you should probably give it a shot.
Yeah.
I recommend it.
But if you are a Brian, just don't bother with it.
Well, if you are a Brian, you're probably not listening to this.
P.S. Carry a sword.
Yes. Always carry a sword in case you find a grapefruit plant. See you later, Soda Pals.